Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another day before you. Thank you because you are exalted above the heavens. And let your glory be above all the earth. Thank you, Father. Even for your word this morning, bless it, Lord, and let your name be glorified. Even in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, am I on the right channel? The mic was swapped around. Is it the right one? Okay, praise God. All right. I want to admonish us first this morning. Please, if you have anything against anyone, a sister, a brother, or whatever, just put it before the Lord and forgive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? So that our prayers will not be hindered. Amen. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is a message we preached, part two of the message we preached sometime last year, June 2019. We started to speak about the days. The title of the message is The Days of Apostasy and Rebellion. And we take our reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Please, let's be fast on the computer to this morning, because we're going to go into some part of this message later on. So the days of apostasy and rebellion. And we said in 1 Timothy 4, 2, everybody read with me. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. Let's read together, everyone. Some even will forbid to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. Now, no, that is 2 Timothy chapter 4, please. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Can you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4? Praise the Lord. Who is on the screen there? 2 Timothy 4. Yeah, thank you. For the time shall come when they will not endure what? Sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to them teachers, having itching ears. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And we summarize this part. We stated in part one that apostasy is from the Greek word apostasia. It is a departure or revolt or rebellion against Christ, the anointed one, and his word, the word of God. I say that many believers today and unbelievers are walking around with hobnailed shoe where angels fear to tread. The ancient foe, our enemy, the old Lucifer, he goes into the world and sow seed of rebellion and bring them to counter or go against the word of the Most High God. The disturbing part mostly is that it is coming into the household of faith. And we are the age whereby anything goes. We accept whatever is thrown at us. It is gradually coming into the church of God. So in the world, going against the word of God is a rebellion to the world. But to believer, it is an apostasy, a departure from the truth unto falsehood. And the agenda of the enemy is multifold. It's not just one thing that is throwing across, but one primary thing that he has done from beginning and he's continuing to do till today. But we're going to go into a little detail later on to see where this is coming from, the system that is behind this, and why it is so. I said that one of the major things this enemy is doing is to make the Bible to become like an ordinary book. In your shelf for library, you have every book. But our belief, and we believe it is true, is that the Word of God is unique. It is written according to the direction of the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we call it the Word of God. This is where our foundation is. This is where everything about you as a Christian is standing on. So if somebody will come and say that this Word of God is not true, and prove it by science or wisdom or whatever means to you, and you lose faith in the Word of God, then you have nothing again. Amen? Without the Word of God, you have nothing. But let us remember that God said that this Word that is written, that even the heavens may pass away, and the earth, of course, will pass away, but that not one dot, not one iota, not one single sentence or phrase in the Word of God shall fail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When it comes to the point that you are doubting this Word of God, then you have nothing to stand on. For therein is the promises of God, therein is the doctrines and the statutes, therein is everything that a man, a woman, can live by. So the enemy has come up with plans to make this Bible an ordinary book, a novel, an ancient history, a documentary, or whatever it is. It's a fiction. We are not to be deceived. This is the plan of the enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another target is the divinity, the deity of Christ Jesus. They are trying to make him to be just a man, a prophet, somebody like, you know, quote unquote, Dalai Lama or whatever they call them, or Muhammad in upper level with them. But no, according to the Word of God, he said, this son, in Isaiah 9:6, that shall be born is called what? Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Let's read it together. For unto us a child will be born. Amen. And unto us there is a son that will be given. Amen. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called what? Wonderful. And his name shall be called what? Counselor. And his name shall be called the Mighty God. Everybody say with me, the Mighty God. He didn't say gods. He didn't say one and a half gods or whatever. He said his name. He shall be called a mighty God. And he is the everlasting Father and also the Prince of Peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But today they are trying to make it sound as if Jesus Christ is an ordinary man. He was the everlasting Father from heaven that changed and come down as a son so that mankind can be delivered. And now he is in the world with us as the Holy Spirit. Three offices, different offices, office of the Father, office of the Son, and office of the Holy Spirit. Emmanuel is a cab driver in the night, an architect in the day, and whatever it is I do in between. It doesn't make me three person. It is one person in three different offices or dimensions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? So, but they are trying to make him on par with Muhammad, on par with Dalai Lama, on par with the Baha'i faith, on par with that faith and that. It is falsehood. Don't believe it in Jesus' name. They are also trying to create a new world order. And that is where we're going this morning. Leave that one for now. A new world order of the Antichrist system. Let's leave that for now. They are also trying to legitimize immorality. And one of the ways they are legitimizing immorality is to say that there is gender neutrality. That is, gender is all. There's no man, there's no woman. In fact, there's no cat, there's no dog. You can sleep or live with them or do whatever you want. And at times, the righteous mind of the believers will cry out and say, what is this world coming to? A man doesn't believe he's a man again. And if at all you will say or do anything, even in this session, we say, supposing they come here and say, come and marry us together. Will you do that? If we can believe that, then what is the word of God? In the beginning, God made them what? Man and woman. So, we're negating the word of God. If we come today and say that a man is no more a man and a woman is not a woman, then what do we have? It is confusion, man. It is complete confusion. It is delusional spirit. And it has taken over the whole world. The agenda is there. It is a system that was planted in the beginning, and we're going to go to that by God's grace this morning. It didn't start today. So now, this confusion is being extended in the mind of the children. In school, in the computer, in every blog you have, they have control of these things to create confusion in your mind and say, you are not what you are. Girls and boys here, God made you beautiful the way you are. Believe it, receive it, and don't change it in Jesus' name. If you're a woman, you are blessed. If you're a man, you are blessed. You're a daughter and a son of God. That is what God did in the beginning. And there's a purpose for that. Assuming if all of us are men, then mankind will extinguish. We're gone. We're gone. There are no, how are we going to do that? So to thwart it, even have a man with Biabia who is pregnant, God have mercy. I say God have mercy. I can't go into the details of some of the things I've seen and read. But know that this is the plan of the enemy. They also want like to politicize and commercialize Christianity. So the pulpit is a place to make money now. Every Dick and Harry is called. They are also abusing the freedom of will. Freedom of will that God has given us freedom of will to choose either good or evil. So now they extend it to another dimension. Whatever you choose, you tell there's no boundary, there's no limit. Whatever you want, that's what happens. That is not the plan of God. If you have to choose, you have to choose according to the word of God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So the agenda is all this. They also are propagating something else, those that will light strange fire in the sanctuary of God. And I'll come into that when we go into the system, the interface system that is blossoming all over the whole world, rising and lightning strange fire in the sanctuary. When God tell them to pitch the tabernacle, it tell them to make a concoction, a special anointing oil and so on. Even the candle in the tabernacle is a special oil. The mixture is not to be divulged to anybody. It's patterned by God and it remains God. From it alone will come the fire that will be put in the temple, in the sanctuary. But Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, anointed priest of God, went and brought strange fire and put in another type of oil, another type of fire that is not ordained to be put in the house of God. Today, it is practically what they are doing everywhere. The pulpit is now an arena to propagate falsehood. It's a place to preach against people. They not exalt God. They go after those that are created in the image of God. There's not of love. There's nothing binding them to God or love or anything. It is just a place, a podium to raise money and to thwart the word of God in the name of Christ. That is why the house that Wesley built, the house that great people, Calvin and Ruther and all of them built, is crumbling down. The great house that God used them to raise in the days of the old. that stood by faith, that stood by the word of God. Strange fire has been written among them. I've been invited some of them. Halfway God, halfway the other way. You can't go halfway with God. It's either you are in God or you are not with God. Either you stick with the Bible, the word of God, or you don't stick with it. And it is coming into the Pentecostal system. I said here, the decay has spread. The rot is extensive. There's a time that you can cauterize the wound and just, there's a time to amputate it. And if it goes systematic, that is it. It has gone to the whole system. Every organ in the body is affected. That is where this evil is going. So that you don't know, if you allow the word of God to be messed up in your mind to doubt it, then the rot has gone extensive. I say that the rot is extensive. Only the Holy Spirit forge can stem the tide. And we pray for that revival in Jesus' mighty name. Interfaith movement is a new world order through the Antichrist system. The power behind this movement is the Antichrist system. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Let's go quickly from now on, please. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not, everybody read with me, please. And every spirit, not is the flesh, is not of God. And this is the spirit of what? Antichrist. Wherefore you will have heard that he should come, and even now already is in the world. Now I want you to know that many people were, some of the stuff we're going to state this morning, the people that are being used as a tool, many of them doesn't know it. But this is the same old Lucifer from beginning. He didn't set up shop yesterday. 2,000 years ago, John says it's already in the world. The system is a system. It comes in every age. But there's a time it will be a global reach, take over everything. But in every age, it raises its head. This is an organized system by Satan, by Lucifer himself, that the enemy have to use to propagate his propagandas, to push up his ideology, his opinion, his, and the purpose is to thwart and to destroy those who ordinarily will go to God. And this confusion has started, is called the Antichrist system. That is opposite, against the Christ, the anointed one. And it says that many people who are being used today, unfortunately, didn't even know that they are being used. This is a movement designed to destroy your faith in Christ and his word. It is the coming together of all religious or religions called the interfaith. Like the internet. Internet is the stuff we use now to practically reach the whole world. This one is an interfaith. A faith that is pluralistic kind of world religion that does not recognize any wrong or right. So internet can reach the whole world. Now interfaith is trying to reach the whole world. And I'll tell you and show you this morning where this was coming from. The system that is propelling it. The alarming part of it is who is now attaching themselves to this. Now you have an interfaith that believe that nothing is wrong or anything is right. Delusional spirit. So now, in a congregation, you may have up to 7 or 10 different kind of faith. But God says in his word, he says, do not be unequally yoked with what? For what? Righteous, what does righteousness have to do with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? But now those things are being put aside. So I was reading a man about this yesterday. And this is a system that you think is just being propped up by one person? No. It is being propped up by United Nations. It is being propped up by World Council of Churches. It is being propped up by even kings and presidents of nations of this world. And the purpose is to try to achieve peace. Because faith in our era and the past era has raised such confrontations, violent confrontation in so many times, that now the world is like, okay, we have to find a way to stem this tide of these confrontations. So why don't we just, using the phrase some of them I use, come along, get along. I wrote some of them here. I say, why don't we, find a common ground. Cross over the aisle. Reach out to one another. Have common understanding of each other. It is all for God, for the good of mankind. It will initiate the age of peace, for which I tell them there can never be peace without the Prince of Peace. But it is the lie of the Antichrist. It is a system, a spirit that has been there from beginning, working under the house of Babylon. It is a spiritual thing that is manifesting in the physical, and people in the physical think they are coming up with this idea for good. No, it is not for good, because it will all backfire. And the warning we have for you today is what the Bible will bring to us later and say, come out of her, my people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't even go into it. How much more to come out of it? Amen. I said, in a world where religious belief has spawned deadly confrontation that had taken thousands, if not millions, of lives, they are now trying to say, let us have a dialogue between the faiths. Let us come together and nurture one another. Let us narrow the divide, come together, cross the aisle, presenting common front against common enemy. And declare all of them that it is about God. So now you have a place, a congregation, where the Dalai Lama will come and chant his belief. And the imam will come and say, Allah Akbar. And the Christian believer will speak in tongue. And the ecumenology will come and do whatever they do, and Roman Catholic their own, and everybody is in the same. It is a house full of deadly snakes. It is not of God. And the concern, many of us, is not for the older ones that is no. It's the younger ones that could be drawn into this, believing that they are doing good for mankind. It's become a movement, a big movement. It becomes a situation whereby strange bedfellows are being created. A Muslim nation just took a mosque and renamed it to a Christian name. A mosque, a grand mosque. A Pentecostal firebrand that is pro-life, pro-choice, a pro-life person, not a Democrat, anything, conservative minister, mega church. He went on a 40 days fast called Solidarity Fast during the month of Ramadan with the Muslim as a support. Let's give our support to one another. I don't hate anybody. I pray that God will bring them to the light of his word. But this word of God has said there is only one way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and what? And the life. And no man, no woman, no child can make it to the kingdom of God without coming through that door. You are not telling me there are 7 doors, 10 doors. That each one of them will lead to the same God. Maybe to your God, Lucifer, but not to my Christ. Not to the anointed one. Not to him that died for me and gave me eternal life through the death of the cross. He is God alone. Amen? Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I said the brokers of these conventions or order are United Nations, World Council, Head of Nations, religious this and that and so on. Too many of them come together. Papers are being signed underneath. Agreements are being forged. How it's going to be fashioned out. How we're going to raise the grassroots, the foot soldiers, to start to permeate the system and destroy, see if we can undermine the word of God. It is from the old Lucifer. Behind it all is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Behind all of them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 6. We start reading from verse 6. Hurry up, please. 2 Thessalonians 6. Now read with me, everybody. And now you know that what he withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Go to 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. The mystery of iniquity is a mysterious figure. It's been from ages, perpetuating his havoc and destruction through people. He used people in different ages. If you go through the 7 church ages, you start to see some of the people are used in different ways. But the concern in our day, in the end of time, is going to be an interfaith, like internet kind of scenario. An inter-global something is going to be the whole world under the system. I call them the Babylonian house. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth. Who is now letteth? Because the Holy Spirit is still holding control. God is still crying out to this world. That effectual blood of Jesus is still at work. The work of Calvary has not ended yet. There is still a door open. So the Holy Spirit is still crying out, holding a fort. When he be taken out of the way, when he move out of this world, what you will see, what you think you are seeing now, is like a joke to what is coming. The world will be taken over completely by the crazy, delusional spirit. The warden in the jail is gone. Just imagine what those people, murderers and whatever that is locked up will be. There's no control again. It will be at the base of everything we have ever thought or heard of. Nothing, everything goes. Because the Holy Spirit is still there. It's not taken out of the way. Go to 8, please, quickly. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Go to 9, please. 9. Even him whose coming is what? After the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Lying wonders. Go to 10. To 11, 10 and 11. And with all deceivableness of unrighteous in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. 11. And for this, God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. The world is now at the age of this. They are believing a lie to such an extent. I think I was talking to my wife the other day. She told me of somebody in their unit that came and don't want to be recognized as a man or a woman. He says, I'm a day. So when you come to write a chart and say, Okonkwo came to hospital or Joe came to hospital or whatever, and you can't say he is. I don't know. It's just so confusing. I don't understand. He doesn't want to be recognized as anything, a man or a woman. And they believe it. He said, and for this cause, because they recognize not the love of the truth. When God pushes the truth against you and you push it aside. And God brings his son and you condemn it. And God did everything to lead you out of love. Then he said, what? And he said, God shall send them a strong delusion. Undiluted delusion. Is such intoxicated delusion that nothing there can make them to think differently. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, look at the book of, in the Bible, where something happened that is just strange. Men looking for men to sleep with. And Lot say, these are strangers, visitors in my house. Take the daughters. Do whatever. Just leave the visitor. That's the culture of those days. Somebody that enter into your home is under your protection. You do whatever you have to do to protect them. And it didn't happen. And what happened, if you read it in the Bible, he said the angels struck them blind. Now, for God's sake, you are struck blind. Blind, blind, blind. You can't see anything. But they still were searching that house, trying to find the door. You would think that once the person goes blind, they will say, hey, something strange is happening there. They were still searching for the door throughout that night, after they were stuck blind. They didn't even know they were blind. That is why I said that God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Children, it is all lie. Let's read quickly who the system is. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. Please hurry up. Revelation 17, 5. And upon her forehead was what? A name written. What is the name? Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Now, Babylon did not start today. It is the medium, the medium that Satan has used to propagate this through the ages. We first heard of Babylon in Genesis chapter 11, verse 8 to 9. In the land of Shinar, something happened there. A system was set up because the old Lucifer saw what was coming down the line. And mankind decided to do what? To set up a tower so that they can continue to live the kind of life they used to live. And this tower was built all the way to the heavens. That is the design. That is the intention. I remember when I look at the picture, it's a huge tower, maybe a mile in diameter, all the way going up and up and up and up until it is probably going to be taller than the Mount of Ararat, where Noah's Ark will settle later on down the ages. What is the intention? Intention is what is happening today to defy the word of God. A judgment is coming by the flood. And with that, if they can build their towers and whatever to reach into the heavens, they don't have to change. They don't have to perish. They will now have a way to get to heavens where they can pitch there until the water dries. That is delusional spirit. And God said that they are together, they are of one language. And that is what is coming. They are coming together, one format, one ideology, one system, delusional as it is, but they have to form a powerful figure. And if that comes to pass, nothing will stop them from taking over everything. That is when the persecution will come, and none that will not be in that system will be. And then they will have to put the Antichrist mark on those who could not. Because for them to form that embargo against every other person, it has to be a unity of every nation. So the best way to get to it is interfaith. Every country, every nation, Indians have their own faith. Even the atheists among these people, that's how big the design is. It's not just religious, it's even those who do not even believe in God. It's accepted into this den of evil. So in that place, they build this tower and build it and build it because the ancient devil that is working on them already said judgment is coming in the time of Noah. Come by flood. That will flood the whole earth all the way to the mountain level. And so they want to build this to defy God so that they have a way of escape. Maybe they build one in Phoenix, go to Tucson and build another one in Philly and through whatever part of the world they start putting so that when the flood comes, wherever you are, you are going to escape. But no, God have an idea. What did he do? He says, so the Lord did what? Scatter them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth. Let's start, go to 9. Therefore is the name of it called what? Babel. Babel is the ancient name for Babylon. Babel equals to Babylon. And where we just read in Revelation, say it is the mystery Babylon the Great. So this idea that is now formatting and becoming powerful now has been there. Let us come together and build one mighty tower that reaches to heaven so that when judgment comes, we can escape to where he is. But as God brought down confusion there and scattered their language, so that when you so come, the other one say Germany, the other one did, nobody hears what the other one is saying. So they were able to separate. He destroyed them there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it shall come to a fall, a mighty fall also. Revelation 8, 2 to 4. Revelation 8, 2 to 4 as we round up. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. And to them we are giving what? Trumpets. Go to 3, please. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and they are giving unto him much light. And he said, offer with the prayer of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. Go to 4, please. And the smoke and incense which came with them, of them, ascended before God and the angel's hand. I think we go to 6 quickly. Let's just go to 6 where I'm going. I think 6. And the seven angels which has seven trumpets prepare themselves to sound. We are not going to go through all this today. And the reason is there are twofold reasons why we cannot go through that time. And also, it's a complex situation. It's starting to talk of the signs of the Antichrist, the system that is coming, how you can form where they are. And that is where it becomes debatable, and I don't want to take from it what really matters. And in verse 2, let's just go to verse 2 and read that. We're not going to go into all the signs and these things. Let's go to verse 2, 18, verse 2, please. Go back to verse 2. And he cried mightily in Revelation 18, 2, and say what? Babylon the Great is fallen. Amen. Amen. He said, and is fallen, and is fallen, and is become the habitation of what? Devils. And the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So the system that is trying to confuse the world now, children and anybody who doesn't know what is going on, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Verse 4. Read verse 4, please. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. I will stop and read from some scripts. that I got from a man of God that we all, and many of us know, and was our pastor for quite a while in this land. He's a prophet of God. And I read from some of the scripts, and that's why I will be closing. We're not going to take the scripture that is there. Just listen to some of the things he will say here. Some things the world leaders will do. This was written, I believe, in the 60s or 70s or 80s. I'm not sure. The Antichrist system will be put down, rebellion, anarchy by using force. He calls peace. He will have an agreement with the Russia and the United States. He will be, in some strange way, resolve the Arab-Israel feud for a while. He will work with and control the Catholic Church and all religion. But as we said, in the end, we destroy all religions, institutions. That is his target. Take away your faith. Take away your belief in the word of God. He is a military genius because he says, who can make war with him? That's if you go to Revelation chapter 13, 4 to 5. We're not going there. He is a wizard in the electronics to control. He makes it look like he is master of all his surveys. That's Ezekiel chapter 28. The master of the game trade, prosperity and peace. But underneath, the pot will be boiling. His kingdom will erupt like a volcano when God steps in at Armageddon. Watch all the above. It is coming soon, and we said important things will happen in those days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will read this last one also. This from this great man of God also. He will appear as an angel of peace, but become what? The most cruel and ruthless warmonger of all time. You see, the interface system is talking about making peace. But as I said, there will be no peace without the Prince of Peace. He will come, the system will come, and is forming between kings and presidents and parliament. Go even read what the minister parliament of Britain is saying. And in America, and the economical people, the bishops and the popes and everything, they are getting into it, warming up into it. But they don't know what is happening. This is a system that started from Babel. It didn't start from today. It's a rebellious spirit, Babylon the Great. But God said, do not go into that system. Amen? Amen. He will weave his hypnotic spell at first over a nation, then 10 nations, then the nerve empire of the world, of the center of the earth. He will go into the Middle East. Then even the communist empire, which we then profess to believe neither in God or devil, but they will be accepted. Then the whole world will come under his net. That is Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 8. Note, once we shall see how the worship of Antichrist will become the state religion of the whole earth. The worship of this Antichrist, when he finally manifests himself, it will become the worship, a state religion. That means anyone that refuses to worship him will be persecuted, killed, or destroyed, because the whole world will accept him. The Antichrist will be a counterfeit of Jesus. Amen? Christ is God. Antichrist will claim to be God. Jesus came from heaven, John 6:38. The Antichrist spirit will come from hell. Jesus came in the name, in God's name. The Antichrist will come in his own name, John 5:43. Jesus humbled himself, Philippians 2:8. The Antichrist will exalt himself, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Jesus is a shepherd. That is Zechariah 11:16-17. Jesus is the truth. And Antichrist will be a lie, opposite of whatever our Christ is. Christ is his mystery of godliness. God is manifest in the flesh, and the Antichrist will be the mystery of iniquity. Everything that God, our God is, he will counterfeit it. It will be the opposite of Christ. The love of God will not be him. It will be hate. And who is impersonating this personality? It is now Satan finally manifesting himself in the form of a man, a figure, a charismatic figure that will bound the whole world. When the system is formed, that is who we hate this system. And it is coming down through the system they call the interface system. Let's stand on our feet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 I said Satan will manifest through the flesh of a man in this end time. Be warned. Many of us are not learned or read enough or understand what may be saying here. Can meet any of the pastors to explain further to you something that is brewing underground. But be not afraid. Our God is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those that are called by his name, those that God have called and put his mark on, stand on his word. Stand on God's word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this warning. May not be enough, but so many voices are warning at this our time about what is underneath the system. The ancient foe is rising up again. In our age, in our own time. And it's forming a system where the enemy, the Antichrist personality, will come and take control and take over. And use it to control the whole world. Father, keep those that are called by your name in Jesus' mighty name. Keep those that have called unto you for salvation and deliverance. Father Jehovah God, for whatever it will take, grant us the grace that we run this race to the end and finish this race according to your perfect will. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Open the eyes of our mind that we will understand what is brewing beneath when we see them on TVs or in our phones, or phones or whatever we have, to know that this is not of God. When they try to teach our children, Lord, seal their mind against every evil and delusional spirit in the name of Jesus. Let them believe your word. Let them stand by your word. Let them know that you, God, does not change. That heaven and earth may pass away, but your word remaineth the same. Let them not follow after the word, Lord, but let them follow after the word of God. Let them follow after Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody.